Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
He's excited, and he gives me input. Like, this is what we think we should be doing. And I've always said he's the campaign manager, the communications director, the finance director. He is the master of the Trump train, and I'm the conductor on it.
Conductor no more, Brad Parscale is out because the man who runs the show, the candidate, the president, Donald Trump, was fed up and looking to shake things up. We'll discuss that today. Plus, the Republican National Convention announces plans to scale back in Jacksonville and the gangbusters fundraising for Democrats in high-profile Senate races. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. Brad Parscale, the campaign manager, former campaign manager of the Trump campaign, who received word shortly before President Trump posted on Facebook that he would no longer be the campaign manager of the president's reelection effort, is not the core of Donald Trump's problem. And I'm willing to bet Donald Trump knows it. Let's talk about what this is and what it isn't. Yes, this is a reflection of a campaign that's not going in the right direction and the candidate clearly realizing that and wanting to signal to supporters that he is going to do something about it. But here's what it's not. It's not addressing the actual problem, because the problem, as we've been discussing all week long on this podcast, is Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. So moving Brad Parscale from campaign manager to senior advisor focused on digital, that's not going to solve that problem. And if you don't believe that Donald Trump and those around him see that they are in a hole and see a real problem, you're not paying attention to everything they're doing in public. Obviously, this move of shaking up the top of the campaign in 3.5 months before Election Day, Donald Trump's rambling, meandering performance in the Rose Garden the other day, which was sort of an anti-Joe Biden screed. Even Mike Pence, the vice president, when asked about the polling recently, used that cliche line that only politicians use when they're on the losing side of polling, and that is that the only poll that matters is on Election Day. Just every public indication can tell any observer that the Trump team is keenly aware. What we've learned yet again in these two national polls out yesterday, the Quinnipiac University poll, the NBC Wall Street Journal poll, Donald Trump down double digits to Joe Biden. And here is what is so key. And without a doubt, the caution that I always give, this is a snapshot in time. But it is consistent with everything else out there. And look under the hood in those polls, and you see real danger signs for Donald Trump right now, in that it is clear coronavirus is what's weighing down his numbers, and it's not just with independents or suburbanites or some of those key sectors of persuadable voters that they would try and are trying to win back into the fold. No, you see some erosion even among Republicans for Donald Trump. And for a president who for 3.5 years has put forward a strategy that is all about the base and all about jazzing up the base, when you start to see even the slightest bit of erosion of that base, it's meaningful. And that's why we're seeing these double-digit leads for Joe Biden, because the middle has already left Donald Trump. So Donald Trump, with every move he makes, including a campaign shakeup, shows he's keenly aware. As much as he may want to deny it, he is keenly aware of the trouble he's in. Now, here's what else matters today. Ronna Romney McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, sent a memo to RNC members today indicating the convention in Jacksonville is not going to be the full-on regular presidential nominating convention that Donald Trump clearly wanted to have. And Ronna Romney McDaniel made that clear today when she told RNC members that for the first 3 days of the convention in Jacksonville, the only people getting inside are the roughly 2,500 delegates. And for the final night, when Donald Trump accepts his party's nomination, it's going to be capped at 7,000. Now, that's still, those are still big crowds and big numbers, bigger than public health officials would suggest that you would want to be spending time with and attending events that large. But it is significantly scaled back from what the president had envisioned. And one final note for you today, look at the battle for control of the United States Senate, and you will see some gangbusters fundraising going on for Democratic Senate candidates who are challenging Republican incumbents. And what you see in places like Iowa or Arizona, Montana, you see Democratic challengers to Republican incumbent senators who are in battles for their political life, outraising them, and significantly so. There's a great story on CNN.com by my colleagues. I urge you to go check it out. Money isn't everything in politics, but it's something. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening. We'd really appreciate your feedback on this podcast as we work on new ways to inform you, our listeners. So please visit CNN.com/podcast survey to share your thoughts with us.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.